We are learning Masechta Sukkah, Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis, and we are beginning the last few words on Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. Amar Rava. Rava says, Hilchasa Gevirta Ikala Mashma Miminhaga Dahalelya. We can learn a lot of important halachas from the minig of how we do halal in Rava's days. In Rava's days, everyone knew how to read already, so everyone knew halal. But they still kept, in certain things they did, which we'll see, that was to remember about how to do Shema Ka'ina Bahal. So what they do, the way they used to lay in halal, everyone used to lay in halal. But the first word, the chazin said haluka, and then everyone said afterwards haluka. And then the chazin said halu avdei Hashem, and they also answered haluka. And then they read halal. Then they got to hoidu, they said hoidu, the chazin said hoidu, everyone repeated hoidu. They said ono Hashem Hashina, everyone repeated ono Hashem Hashina, and same thing ono Hashem Hashina. And then by baruch haba b'shem Hashem, also, they said, the chazin said baruch haba, and they answered b'shem Hashem. They didn't say over the word baruch haba. That was the derech that they used to say the how in those days. Taisus speaks out, the Masa Hilchasa, says, in the Taisus, Masha ain't on a noyigim achshav lasis came from the minhaga karele. It's only a minig, but hechaloinog loinog. If it's not your minig, you don't do it. So we don't have the exact minig like this. We do some of it, but not all of it. But Zot Rava, from our minig, how Rava's shul, they said halal, it was coming to teach us different halachas. And it goes through every single one. So let's read it inside. Hilchasa gevir tikl mashma minhaga dahalel. Hu ama haluka, the chazin says haluka, vahino imra haluka. And the whole kahal says, the whole congregation says haluka. Mekan shemitzvah la'anos haluka. You see from here, it's a mitzvah, even when you are a baki, that the chazin starts with haluka and everyone else answers haluka. That's the minute. That's what you see from here. Hu oimer, the chazin says halu avde Hashem. Behein oimer, they say on that haluka, which is like it's like saying amen, which means the yaitse with those words halu avde Hashem. So mekan, why they do that to teach us mekan shem haya gadol makro. So if the gadol is the chazin, oimer achar haluka, and they are yaitse, and that's teaching us that someone who didn't know how to, even to this day, someone does not know how to read halal. If he listens to halal and says haluka after every called Dava V'davar, then he is Yoytze the mitzvah of halal. And since we didn't want everyone to forget it, therefore they masakin that at least the first pasuk halu avdei Hashem, haluka halu avdei Hashem, halu Hashem Hashem. That pasuk they used to say haluka on that to remember that idea of being Yoytze halal in this way. They didn't want to forget that. Therefore, they established even in places where they were mekiyim to have this haluka. Now, why do they say Hoidu? Why do they repeat Hoidu? Who am I Hoidu Hashem? The Chazan says Hoidu Hashem. Hein Oimer Hoidu Hashem. They answer Hoidu Hashem. Mekan Shemitzvah La'anetz Rosh Prakim. That's to remind us that in the days when there used to be Yitzah Halal with the Shliach Tzibur, so the first part of Halal, they said Haluka. When it came, all the parts of Halal, they said Haluka. When it came to the Rosh Prakim, it wasn't enough to say Haluka. The beginning of every parasha wasn't enough to say Haluka. They said over the words of the parasha. For example, they said B'tei Shom Mitzrayim, B'tei Yaakov V'am Loyes. Everyone said B'tei Shom, B'tei Yaakov V'am Loyes. And then further on, the chazan read the rest, and they just said Haluka on that. But the first line of every parasha, the Rosh Prakim, they taka said over themselves. They said over those words themselves. Hu Amar Ona Hashem Ashiyana. That's a mitzvah to say over the Rosh Hashanah. Means in the days when they Yotze Halal, they used to say over the Rosh Hashanah. So already the first three minhagim we already got. Now the another minhag was that Hu Ama Ona Hashem Hashina, which is actually a middle of a parasha. Ona Hashem Hashina is the middle of a parasha. So the Chazan said Ona Hashem Hashina. Behein Omer Ona Hashem Hashina. They answer after him Ona Hashem Hashina. What was that teaching us? Mekan Shemaya Kata Makar. So that teaches us if a Shliach Tzibur is a Katan, it's not enough to say Haluka. You have to repeat over every word. Shemaya Kata Makar Oisa Oynim Achar Mashu Oime. He has to repeat over every word that the Chazan says because you can't be Oisa with the Chazan who's a Katan. And Huayma Ona Hashem Aslichana. The Chazan says Ona Hashem Aslichana, and they repeat Vehin Omer Ona Hashem Aslichana. Mekan Shabal Lichbal Kaifel. You see from here, if you want to be Kaifel any part of Hal, you got to be Kaifel part of Hal. And Rashi speaks out, it could have been the opposite also. Maybe Ona Hashem Ashiyana is teaching us to be Kaifel Hal. Ona Hashem Atzlichana is teaching us about the Kata Makri that you have to repeat it over. But Akbam, we learned these halachas from here. And the final thing is, Hu Aimer, they used to do in Rav Shul, Hu Aimer Baruch Ba, the Chazan said Baruch Ba, and the Kahal, the congregation, didn't say Baruch Ba. They just went to B'Shem Hashem. V'Heimer B'Shem Hashem, Mekan L'Shemea Ka'ina. From here you see that Shemea Ka'ina, even without answering anything, Even without answering Haluka, there's the idea of Shmei Koina. That means there is the idea of Shmei Koina, even if you can't say Haluka. In the case we can't say Haluka, there's still idea of Shmei Koina. And like the Gemara says right afterwards, the same idea. What's the halacha if you heard a tefillah, you didn't answer, you didn't say Amen, you didn't say Haluka? The Chacham said, and the Safraya, who are in Lamde, Tinoikis, they said over, but the Reishi Amma, the leaders of Klai Yisrof, the Shai, and the Darshanim said, Omru Shoma Le'ono Yoytze. If you heard something, you were Shmei Koina, you didn't answer, you are Yoytze, the mitzvah of whatever you say. Zogt Rashi, that therefore, if someone's in the middle of Damik Shmanes, right, right, and the Shliach Tzibah is up to Kaddish, or Kedusha, or Amen Yeshu Rabba, what should he do? He should be quiet and listen, and then it has a din of Shmei Koina. That's what the Rashi brings down. Tois, on the other hand, in Brachas Barichas more, here he's misopic about it, he says he doesn't like this idea. You know why? If it's Shmei Ka'ina, turns out I'm saying Kedusha. I'm not saying Kedusha in the middle of Shmei Ashrei, that's a hefsik. And really, this machloik is, Dali Rabbah explains, it's telling the Chakira, what's Shmei Ka'ina? Is Shmei Ka'ina, when I listen to him saying it, it's like I said it? Or, when, by me listening, I'm Yoytze with his Amira, but it's not my Amira. So the Nafkamina is, no Shmei Ka'ina, say it. There's other Nafkaminas also. If the person listening is Arum, could he have Yoytze Shmei Ka'ina? Because if he's saying it, they can't say it. But if he's listening to him, he's yoytz with him. Maybe it's better. That's what Dali Rabbah is talking about. Simin Ayin Hey. That's what Dali Rabbah is talking about in that case. Akaponim, this is a big shayla about Shmei Koina, and that's the Mechagis Rashi and Taisis here. And the Maisa Mechara passes like Rashi, that if someone's in the middle of Shmei Koina, you should listen to the Kedusha and be yoytz with Shmei Koina on the Kedusha. So what comes out like this. Why? It's not a hefsik. It's not a hefsik. What comes out here that Vad L'chatchil say Amen or Haluka Bahal, but if you don't do it, yoytz. But it's before in the Paiskim, it's only if you don't know how to say Haluka, you can say it. You become like an Ainer Baki. Because the halacha is that you can't only be able to Shmei Ka'ina if you're Ainer Baki, if you don't know how to do it yourself. But if you can do it yourself, then you should not be Yaitse with the Shmei Ka'ina. There are exceptions if the person himself is Mechuyev is better. But in the case of Shmei Esrei, the halacha is you should not daven Shmei Esrei, be Yaitse Shmei Ka'ina unless you don't know how to daven. Then you should be Shmei Ka'ina. And you'll clearly say Amenu Haluka, but if you don't know that, you can still be Yaitza, which make Ainu added saying any words. And now the Gemara brings now the Makar for this halacha. Itvanami, Ermashim Pazi, Ermashim Alevi, Mishabakapara, Menayel Shemei Kaino. Where's the Makar that Shemei listening is like saying it? The Chsiv, there's a whole parish in Yeshio, but in the Malachim Beis, that Yeshio HaMelech, he became king when he was 8 years old. And when he was around 18 years old, they didn't even know about the Torah because Achaz had destroyed, burnt the Torah, and they didn't even know about the Torah. When he was around 18 years old, they were doing renovations on the Beis HaMikdash, and Chilkiyah HaKoyen found a Sefer Torah, and it was open to the Teichecha. It was open to the Teichecha. And it said there, Yoylech Hashem is Malkecha, and everyone into Golis. That's what it said, that's what it was open to. It was open to that part of Teichecha in Parashas Kisavai, where it said that Hashem is going to be Hashem says, I'm going to take you and your king to a nation that you didn't know about, that your parents did not know about. And you're going to be, mom was destroyed. They got very scared. So he called Shafan, and he sent, with Shafan HaSeifer, he sent this to the Melech, and they read it in front of Yeshua HaMelech. Yeshua HaMelech got so scared, he ripped his clothing, and he wanted to do tshuva, and he sent the whole contingent of people to Chulda Hanavi, who was a woman, sent to Chulda Hanavi, Hanaviyah, that's the right way to say it, Chulda Hanaviyah, they sent to her, and she said that because Yeshio ripped his clothing and did tshuva, it will not happen in his lifetime, it will happen later on, but not in his lifetime, he is safe. Akaponim, that's a little recap of the Parakhav Beis and Malachim Beis. Akaponim, so it says in the Pasuk like this, the Chsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Koyama Hashem, I'm reading the whole pasuk because the way the Gemara reads down does not say every word. So Koyama Hashem, Hini mevi ra el amokim hazeh ba'al yoishvav, eis kol dibra ha-seifa ha-shikara melech Yehuda. This is the words of Chulda Hanaviyah that says that Hashem says that I'm going to bring a bad things on this place and on all the people who live here. And it says, on the seifa ha-shikara melech Yehuda. Frek the Gemara v'chi Yeshio Karan? Did the Melech Yehuda Yeshio read the parasha? Alu Shafan Karan. Chachio HaKoyin sent the parasha with Shafan, and Shafan read it. Like it says in the Pasuk, I'm reading the Pasuk beginning again, V'yaged Shafan HaSefer LeMelech Leimar, that Sefer Nosan Chachio HaKoyin, Chachio gave me a Sefer, V'yikra'ehu Shafan Frey HaMelech. Shafan read it Frey HaMelech. It doesn't say anywhere Yeshio read it. So and it says the Ashkar Yeshio, what's going on here? Elam HaKal Shemeya Ka'ina. We see from here the idea of Shemeya Ka'ina. Spake the Gemara, Vadilin Basa the Kronos Shafan Karish Yom. Maybe Takash Yom read it after Shafan. Omer Ba'acha by Yaakov, it's Takadayat. It says by Chulda Hanaviyah, when he says that because he did tshuva, he's going to live right. It says the Basa like this. Ya'an Rach Levavcha, since he softened his heart, but the Kon of Nei Hashem, and he lowered himself Nei Hashem, V'shamacha Asher Debarati Al Malkim Azeh, when he heard what Hashem said about this Malkim. It says V'shamacha. V'shamacha V'levikaracha. Not when he read it. When he heard it, not when he read it. So we learn from here the idea of Shmei Koina. You heard it from Shafan and Shmei Koina. Break. I saw in the Sefer Shloim Yehuda from Lezer Palachensky. So he says Simpei Dal Ois Beis. He has a kasha. He says Shmei Koina is only when you're mechuyev b'davar. This wasn't a. It's like Shmei Koina is when you have a bracha. Shmei Esrei. That's Shmei Koina when someone reads you something. The Shmei Koina. So he says it's only asmachta because of that. He says it's only asmachta. But it's a good kasha that in the Svarim, I'm sure they handle this kasha. What happened? How do you learn Shmei Koina from here? Is there Shmei Koina even without? Is Shmei Koina even without being mechuyev v'davar? That's the shaila that comes up over here. So one more Gemara. Amar Rava lo leima inish baruch haba vado v'shem Hashem. When you're saying the pasuk of baruch haba v'shem Hashem, berach ruchem beis Hashem, don't say baruch haba and then take a hefsek vado v'shem Hashem, because it seems like Rashi says that it's like you're taking a hefsek, it's like you're saying Hashem Hashem levatala, because you don't see it together. Ella, what you say is Baruch Abba Hashem Hashem Adadi. Say it together. We skip the parentheses. V'amar Rava, not a man of Rava. The first Rava says Baruch Abba Hashem 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 Hashem, said it together. V'amar Rava, L'leima inesh Yehi Shmei Rabba V'hadim Mavarach. When he says the part of Kaddish, the highlight of Kaddish, Yehi Shmei Rabba Mavarach, V'hadim Shmei Rabba Mavarach, You should say Yehi Shmei Rabba Mavarach. Don't say Yehi Shmei Rabba then Mavarach. Because also you're separating the Rabba to Mavarach. That's a little bit of a problem. Badadi. So that's the two things Rabba said. Make sure you say the things correctly. Omer of Safra, Moishe Shapik Amras. Moishe means like God Adar. You saying good? That doesn't make sense what you're saying. Elahosam Vahacha. Both cases that you said over, it's not a problem to be mafsig a little bit, because asuke milsahu v'las lamba. Everyone sees that you're trying to finish it off, and that's your kavana, that your intention is to finish off what you're saying. So just because momentarily you're mafsig for 1 second, that's not a problem, and therefore v'las lamba, he does not hold of this problem at all of being mafsig between baruch haba over shem Hashem or yehi shmei rabba and mevarach.